This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. Tonight, we're going to step backwards just a little bit. We normally close out each year with the rags and headlines of 100 years ago, but we didn't quite get that done in 2014. It's not too late, though. We're going to do it tonight, so rags and headlines of 1914, 100 years ago. Well, of course, the biggest headline in 1914 was the outbreak of World War I. Archduke Francis Ferdinand, heir to the Austrian throne, and his wife were assassinated in Sarajevo on June 28th. The Austro-Hungarian ultimatum went to Serbia on July 23rd, and ultimately war was declared on July 28th, 1914. Of course, it went on for 4 years. It was the war to end all wars, and we know what happened to that. There was some pretty good music that came out in 1914. Some famous names, composers, had some big hits. So we're going to go down those tonight as best we can, and we'll take our composers alphabetically, starting with Ubi Blake. And his big hit of 1914 was the Chevy Chase. Here is the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra.
Thank you.
You'll feel in your ragtime orchestra, and you'll be Blake's Chevy Chase from 1914. Well, the Declaration of War by Austro-Hungary. I'll get it right yet. Austro-Hungary on Serbia led to a whole cascade of declarations. Germany declared war on Russia and France and invaded Belgium. Britain declared war on Germany. Austria declared war on Russia. Serbia and Montenegro declared war on Germany. France declared war on Austria. Britain declared war on Austria. Austria declared war on Belgium. Russia declared war on Turkey. France and Britain declared war on Turkey, and so it goes. And students of history certainly know where it all led. But in the meanwhile, we're going to pay attention to the rags of 1914, and here's one that was a big hit in 1914, but it was even a bigger hit in about 1948. It's Udi Bowman's 12th Street Rag, and we have a banjo version tonight by Leroy Larson. Leroy Larson on banjo and the 12th Street Rag, Udi Bowman's big hit in 1914. Another guy who had a big hit in 1914 is Charles Cook. It's not a name that we hear very often, but the tune is still played a lot by jazz bands and ragtimers all over. It's called Blame It on the Blues. And even though it has blues in the title, it's really a rag. We'll hear it tonight by a group calling itself Duke Heitger's Big Four. Thank you. Duke Heitger's Big Four and Blame It on the Blues by Charles L. Cook. Duke Heitger on trumpet, Evan Christopher on clarinet, John Gill on banjo, and I'm sorry I didn't get the name of the tuba player. Well, what else happened in 1914? In the area of literature and theater, Joyce Kilmer wrote her famous poem Trees. Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote Tarzan of the Apes. And Tennessee Williams, the American playwright, was born in 1914. And that same year, James Reese Yurip became the orchestra leader for the orchestra at the famous dance studios of Vernon and Irene Castle in New York. They, of course, were giving dance instructions to all the wealthy New Yorkers, and Jim Yurip was leading the orchestra, and he wrote this piece in 1914. It's called the Castle House Rag, and our group this evening is the Avatar Brass Quintet. The Avatar Brass Quintet has brought us Castle House Rag by James Reese Yurip. 1914 also saw the publication of a piece of music in St. Louis by Robert Hampton called Cataract Rag. Hampton was musically illiterate. He could not read or write music, but he sure could play it. And so actually the piece was notated by another famous St. Louis musician, Artie Matthews. We have it today to enjoy, and we will be listening as Richard Dowling brings us that one. That's not an easy piece to play, but Richard Dowling certainly makes it sound that way. Cataract Rag, written by Rob Hampton. Well, here's a name everybody will know and a piece that probably everybody knows, written in 1914 by the man who is called the Father of the Blues, W.C. Handy. And this is the St. Louis Blues. But first, here's four people that were born in 1914 that you may recognize the names. Joe DiMaggio, Kirk Douglas, Dorothy L'Amour, Jane Wyman. I think of those four, only Kirk Douglas is still alive today. Here's Dick Kreckel.
Thank you.
Well, I do believe Dick Kreckel played that piece in every possible way it could be played. St. Louis Blues by W.C. Handy. Nice job there, Dick. Moving on to James P. Johnson. In 1914, he was just getting started. And so this is one of his earliest pieces. It's called the Steeplechase Rag, sometimes called Over the Bars. And the pianist tonight is Brian Holland. Wow, you should have seen the smoke coming out of the CD player. Ho, ho, ho! Brian Holland and a really fast version of Steeplechase Rag by James P. Johnson. Well, here's an event that you'll be interested in. It's not 100 years ago. It's coming up on Friday, January 16th. The Dana Landry Quartet will be playing at the Greeley Country Club. It's part of Peak View Jazz series up there. And Dana Landry on piano, Eric Applegate on bass, Jim White on drums, and Steve Kowalczyk on guitar. Those are the artists. And if you are interested in finding out information on this, first of all, I should say it's Friday, January 16th. The concert is from 8 to 10. but there is a dinner earlier if you are interested. Reservations can be made or information can be had at 970-353-2267. The Dana Landry Quartet, on Friday, January 16th. All right, well, who was president in 1914? Everybody probably knows it was Woodrow Wilson. But who was vice president? Well, I had to look that one up. Thomas Riley Marshall was vice president. And some awards, I guess you'd say. The best movie of 1914 was Tess of the Storm Country. Best actor was Harold Lockford. Best actress, Mary Pickford. And the World Series, Boston beat Philadelphia. Jack Johnson took the heavyweight champion of boxing that year. And the Kentucky Derby was won by Old Rosebud. And here's another one that's probably going to be rather fast. The composer is Nat Johnson. It's called the Calico Rag. And it'll be two pianos tonight, one played by Bill Edwards, the other one played by Marty Mincer. We don't want to hear it again. Professor Bill Edwards and Marty Mincer together, and Nat Johnson's Calico Rag from 1914. Well, as far as under the heading of daily life, the Panama Canal opened in 1914. Almost 10.5 million immigrants entered the U.S. from Southern and Eastern Europe in the period 1905 to 1914. And Walter Hagen wins the U.S. Golf Association Open Tournament. And Scott Joplin actually got his last rag published in 1914. There was one published in 1917, the Reflection Rag, but it was done posthumously and probably had been sitting in a vault somewhere for quite some time. But in 1914, the Magnetic Rag was published, and that has been our theme song here on Ragtime America for the last 35 years. Here is William Bolcom. William Bolcom in a classic performance of Magnetic Rag by Scott Joplin. All right, well, some famous firsts that happened in 1914. The first National Mother's Day was proclaimed by Woodrow Wilson that year. Robert Goddard got his first U.S. patent for a multi-stage rocket. The National 4-H Club was founded, and Claude Smith from Iowa was the first person to sell packaged popcorn. In 1914, he sold 75,000 pounds of it in that first year. Also from that year, Paul Pratt published the Hothouse Rag, and we've got Max Marath recording here tonight. Max Marath and a fine performance of Hothouse Rag by Paul Pratt. Well, another great tune that made its appearance in 1914 was Music Box Rag by Lucky Roberts. And here is a group calling itself the Ragnolia Ragtet. Actually consists of Jack and Chris Bradshaw on piano, and Robin Drevon on tuba, and Steve Drevon on percussion and banjo. So here's the Ragnolia Ragtet. Thank you. from a live performance. A little background noise there. The Ragnolia Ragtet and Music Box Rag by Lucky Roberts. Well, musically, 1914 was an important year. The American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, better known as ASCAP, was formed in 1914 to make sure that composers got the royalties that they deserved for the pieces that they wrote. And that organization is still very active today. As far as tunes of the times, the Abba Dabba Honeymoon, By the Beautiful Sea, When You Wore a Tulip, Missouri Waltz, Love's Own Sweet Song, Play a Simple Melody, and Tooraloo-Raloo-Ra were some of the big hits there in the field of songs that are sung. We've been doing the rags here tonight, and here is another one. James Scott had a good one in 1914. It's called the Climax Rag, which was adopted by a lot of jazz bands and is still played today by a lot of Dixieland jazz bands. So here is not a Dixieland band. This is the Heliotrope. I'm having trouble tonight. Heliotrope Ragtime Orchestra.
Thank you.
James Scott's Climax Rag from 1914, played by the Heliotrope Ragtime Orchestra. Well, let's wrap up a few facts here, and we've got one more piece to play. Let's see, where was I looking? Oh, yeah. Inventions. Thomas Edison invented the alkaline storage batteries. Decker of Black & Decker fame invented the electric drill and also the teletype machine. And Chicago's Wrigley Field was opened in 1914. What else? I was looking at some other things here. And, Dr. Alexis Carroll performed the first successful heart surgery, but it was on a dog. And the U.S. court decided a patent suit on airplanes in favor of the Wright brothers and against Glenn Curtiss. Life in the USA at that 1914, the population was just a hair shy of 100 million. A three-bedroom home cost about $2,500. Average income was $500 a year. A new Ford cost about the same. A dozen eggs for 35 cents, a pound of or loaf of bread for 6 cents, and a gallon of milk for 35 cents. All right. Well, we're going to get UB Blake back here for an encore. He had two big hits that year, and I didn't know if we'd have time to get them all in, but we do. So here from 1914 is UB Blake's Fizz Water, as played by the Amherst Saxophone Quartet. We'll let that one take us out this evening. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks very much for joining us on Ragtime America this evening as we celebrated the rags and the headlines of 100 years ago, 1914. I hope you'll join us again in the coming Thursday nights for some more ragtime. And here is the Amherst Saxophone Quartet. The time in 30 seconds will be 9 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks as always, Jack, and this is Dave Gloss welcoming all of you to Swing Shift this evening. Tonight we've got some wonderful broadcasts from January of years past. We're going to start out with a great session from January of 1946 with the Gene Krupa Orchestra at the Palladium Ballroom in Los Angeles, and follow that up with the premiere show of the Sunset Serenade by Glenn Miller from 1941. So stay tuned for some really wonderful sounds. Those of you who are frequent listeners to this broadcast know how jealous I am of the old radio announcers and their wonderful introductions. And the one coming up here from January 8th of 1946 with the Gene Krupa Orchestra is no exception.
CBS presents that ace drummer man, Gene Krupa. It's music by Gene Krupa and his orchestra for your listening and dancing pleasure. Music sent your way from the beautiful Hollywood Palladium, the dining, dancing, and entertainment center of the West in the heart of Hollywood, California. You'll hear lyrics by Anita O'Day and Buddy Stewart and the tenor saxophone of Charlie Ventura. Right now, instrumentally, the band plays for us, Begin the Beguine.